And we talk about the developments of the days leading up to the nomination day, which is just about, 5th of October, November, still about 10 days away. So there is a lot of conversations into how the coalitions are building up and where does it lead into the economic policy that is going to be shaped up if ever any of these political parties are going to lead the government. But because of that, we tend to have a more meaningful conversation with some of the folks inside this ecosystem. None other than, and the first person that we need to speak of is none other than the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research, MIER, Senior Research Fellow, Dr. Shankaran Nambiar. Dr. Nambiar, we have to unpack a lot of issues. Of course, the ever consistent one is the cost of living and lower wages. These are the pressing issues faced by the rakyat. And these would be one of the factors determining the vote and how they vote. What's the reality, Dr. Nambiar, in terms of the current state of our wages? And how can political, the machinery or politicians itself include this into the promise of how they want to perform at the ballot box?
I think you've nailed it. This is, I think, a terribly important issue. And very much which party or which coalition would win would very much depend on how they target these issues, i.e. cost of living and lower wages. The fact remains that people have just about started getting out of COVID and they have been hit by a number of other issues which have eroded the levels of well-being. So politicians should very much pay attention to the levels of well-being, cost of living, and trying to find ways of increasing wages.
And we often refer to B40, M40, T20 in deciding the type of economic station individuals are in this country. We know that this differs from, say, city to city or location basis. And do you feel that it is timely for us to revisit this according to the specific economic situation of the individual? Do you think that this is enough? Can we gather more data to classify people better? And in fact, to be frank, do you think that the politicians out there understand how to make meaningful use of these kind of data?
I think the data is available. And I think the it wouldn't be too difficult for the politicians to make use of this data, that there is some kind of lethargy. I mean, things are viewed very much from a centralized point of view. And this has got to be changed. There has to be greater focus at what's happening at more local kind of levels. Because obviously what's happening in some village, some fishing village, what's happening out of KL, it is terribly important. And it's also going to influence voter sentiment. So I think you definitely do need a more decentralized approach, and it would certainly help politicians to look at it from such a perspective.
Do you think that we should redefine what poverty means and what absolute poverty means in this country? And do you feel that this should be handled, say, for instance, locally in these areas of where they are concerned rather than centralize it out of Kuala Lumpur?
Definitely. I think the kind of poverty that you have, for instance, in an urban area such as Kuala Lumpur is very different from the kind of poverty you have in some fishing village in Sabah or Sarawak or on the East Coast. So it has to be poverty. I mean, more than the definition, I think it, the way it's targeted, the kind of instruments that that are used have to better fit with the areas that we are talking about and the specific needs of the communities, whether they be fishermen or casual workers whatever. We need to be more geographically sensitive to the needs of people.
Do you feel that the wages during the pandemic has taken a hit? Malaysian salary increment is in the low single digit. I mean, of course, because of the pandemic, it does make this understanding that it will take some time for us to correct this. And of course, this evolves into the whole structural reform. I haven't heard any political parties talking about wage being a big issue, talking about increment being a big issue, minimum wage, for instance. I know the MEF is, in a way, opposing to the minimum wage or saying that this is not the right time to impose a minimum wage. But at the same time, you know, if you earn a 2,000 ringgit salary in Kuala Lumpur, that's nearly not enough of what is needed. How do you think we should manage this further, and how do you think we should accelerate the effort of trying to improve wage situation here in Malaysia?
I think the way that you need to look at it has to undergo a sea change. I think political parties should be looking at these things, should be fighting on the basis of the kind of economic programs that they have, or on the kind of economic ideology that they wish to take up, rather than focusing on who is worse than who. And yes, of course, you do have structural reforms, and I think the recent budget, which hasn't been passed, I think, that does look at structural reforms, but that's perhaps not good enough, because your structural reforms or the kind of mega projects that you have in mind on connectivity, etc., they're probably going to take a year before they roll off. And people, the well-being of people needs to be attended to in this in the interim period. And of course, people took a big hit because of COVID. And following which the Russia-Ukraine tensions, they have also given rise to inflationary pressures, as what has been happening with the Fed in the US. So wages and the kinds of incomes that people earn, not just in the cities, but also in pockets throughout the country, these need to be given special focus. And now is perhaps the best time. And I think, in a sense, political parties have to seize this opportunity.
Thank you very much. That was the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research, or MIER, Senior Research Fellow, Dr. Nambia. Dr. Nambia, where are you voting for this election? Dr. Nambia, where are you voting for this election?
Sorry?
Where are you voting for this election?
Where am I voting? If you won't, if I'm not on air, am I?
No, you are on air, Doctor.
Okay. Supposed to be voting in Penang.
See you there.